The 8th annual Clean and Green is April 25th from 8 a.m. to around noon. Over the years, this event has brought people together to work to clean and beautify Chattanooga. The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga will be joining local corporations by sending a group of volunteers to participate in this event. I'm speaking with Amy Donahue from the River City Company. Clean and Green has been a part of the city of Chattanooga for many years. Volunteers, sometimes in groups or sometimes individuals, all get together and help clean up the city.
It's trying to create an annual day of service and clean up for downtown Chattanooga to happen every year in April, and to come out and help us do a little bit of cleanup and spring cleaning for our downtown. And this year it is the last Saturday of April, April 25th, which is a little different for us, but we got some feedback from volunteers that said that they would like it to better coincide with Earth Day, and we're looking forward to the event.
River City Company has been deciding where the groups were going to go and what areas actually needed the help. But this year, you're asking people to help you make those decisions.
So in years past, we've had folks that have either shown up the morning of to check in or have maybe called us a week or so out and say, you know, I drive past this area every day coming in and out for work. And you know, it just looks really bad. There's a lot of graffiti, or maybe there's some trash. Could we make sure that we get that or send some volunteers there? And we've done that over the last several years that we've had Clean and Green. But really this year, we want to start early. We want folks to let us know if there's some particular problem areas that you see in downtown. And then also for Clean and Green, we do include the first ring urban neighborhoods, Highland Parks, the Orchard Knobs, Alton Park, those types of places. So if you see some areas even in those neighborhoods that are surrounding downtown, let us know. Of course, we try to go ahead and scope things out to make sure it's safe for our volunteers and the people that are coming to help us that day. But we really want your input on some places that we can really make a difference on April 25th.
The main thing you need are volunteers, and you provide trash bags and gloves and things like that. Is there anything else in particular you might encourage a volunteer to bring?
We really try to make it as easy as possible for folks who are willing to kind of come and give us half of their day on Saturday. Most people are done by noon, so just your morning with us. But really, we just need the manpower and your willingness to maybe get dirty for a few hours and put in some elbow grease. We're very fortunate. Volkswagen Chattanooga has been a sponsor of this from the beginning, so they've really allowed us to go out and really procure all of the supplies that you would need. Also, the Downtown Rotary and Rotaract Clubs are a sponsor as well. In the past couple of years, we've really kind of shifted some of our volunteers into special projects. We've done things from build community gardens to do some playground restorations. So if you or a company you work for, a nonprofit group you volunteer for, if there's something that you know of that you would like to kind of have some volunteers to come on and help with, please let us know. We've done special projects for Partnership for Family, Children, and Adults. We've done some for the 21st Century Learning Development Center. If there is any groups, again, that kind of fall in the area that you know of, let us know in advance, and we'll try to come out and chat with you and see if there's anything that we can do on Clean and Green.
It's always a good idea to have the volunteers that are going to participate register for a couple of reasons, not to mention the t-shirt.
Check-in is around 8 a.m. in Miller Plaza, 850 Market Street. So you'll come on down, you'll check in with us, we'll feed you breakfast, we'll give you a t-shirt, and typically a few other fun incentives are floating around that day that you can kind of pick up. We just need you to sign up ahead of time so we know how many people to plan for. We have a lot of companies that have this on their books as sort of their annual day of service. And also, too, especially last year, we had a lot of families, which we love to see. Please feel free to bring your kids. We do ask on the sign-up form to let us know if you have any children ages 10 and under, and that's just to make sure that we can put you in an area that can safely accommodate children. We try to just make it as easy for the parents, too, but also have something fun and interesting for your kids to do as well.
How do you register in advance?
Best way is cleanandgreenchattanooga.com.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.